There is something incredibly special about being part of a community that you belong to. You feel you can be completely yourself. It supercharges your energy in a way that allows you to step into the version of yourself that can call in everything you desire. Today on the podcast, I'm sharing with you 10 benefits of being part of a community or a mastermind.
You're listening to The Courage Cast, a show dedicated to empowering multi-passionate entrepreneurs to create a new way of being and embody their divine purpose so that they take courageous steps in their lives and business. With a blend of practical and spiritual advice, tune in each week to be inspired to live bravely. Here's your host, Andrea Chris, empowerment coach, author, and your secret weapon.
Hey there, welcome to The Courage Cast. My name is Andrea. I'm so glad you are joining me today. When you are hearing this episode, it is going to be a little later than I have recorded it, but I'm currently recording the episode in February, and it is our family day weekend, and I decided that I was going to put away my laptop, focus solely on allowing myself time to rest. And honestly, I am so glad that I have done that. It has been one of the first weekends in ages that I have just really taken time to completely unplug and allow myself to really do nothing, to read. I watched a little bit of TV, but I mainly just relaxed. And I actually ended up going and seeing a fantastic movie called One Love. It's the movie about Bob Marley. My friend Naomi Cowan is in the movie. She's actually been a guest here on the podcast as well. Such a beautiful tribute to Bob Marley's life. And honestly, it just felt so good to really just be for a while. And one of the reasons that I finally made the decision to take the weekend off, I know that sounds terrible, I should probably take more weekends off, is because some of my friends in my mastermind that I'm a part of encouraged me to take that time for myself. And they called me out on how much I was working. And really, you know, to be honest with you, I was finding that I was not being nearly as productive as I wanted to be anyways. And so it was time for me to take a few days completely off and unplug and not do anything. Now, taking time off and resting has been something that I have probably struggled with for a lot longer than I would like to admit. Maybe you can relate to that. Maybe you're somebody as well who, you know, likes to be productive and get things done. Like I find it's productive, like when I get the dishes done or I get the laundry done or I'm able to shovel the snow or I get the dog walked. Like, I mean, just things like that for me feel like, oh, good, I did something. I'm also a generator in human design, so that could be part of it. But I have also like thought to myself, okay, there are probably things that I need to be paying more attention to when it comes to doing and being that I'm overlooking in and just doing things for the sake of doing. And I've questioned often if that is, you know, part of my design or if it's a lack mindset. And, you know, either way, I had my friends call me out, and I'm so grateful for women in my life who are able to speak truth to me and who are really invested in helping me to be as successful as possible. And they're willing to tell me the truth. And I love and appreciate them for that. And so I wanted to just share with you some of the people that I am currently working with, because I think it's important that we surround ourselves with people who are helping us to up-level in every way. And oftentimes I've been part of, you know, group coaching programs, masterminds. I have had one-on-one coaches. I've worked with therapists. And this is something that I haven't talked about for a while here on the podcast, but I really believe that being part of community is integral to being successful in your life and in your business. And so I have been part of the same mastermind for 2 years now. I met the women who are part of the mastermind in Fast Foundations, which was a mastermind that I was in with Chris and Lori Harder. And the two women who I am with in this mastermind with, there's three of us, we meet every second week and we discuss everything from our business to issues we have in relationships to, you know, things that are going on in our lives. And it honestly has just been so helpful because there are times when I can, you know, reach out to them and say, you know what, I'm looking to do this in my business. What do you guys think? They're so brilliant, very smart, and just so wise. And really the cool thing about it is that Christina's in her 20s, Amanda's in her 30s, and I'm in my 40s, almost to be 50. So like we really span the generations, and it has really been a beautiful thing to see how we can all come together and bring our different strengths to help one another. And so they have just been an integral part of my own growth within my business, but also my personal life as well. And I also am working with Courtney Elko, who has been helping me over the past almost a year now with my content and my messaging. And I meet with her as well. We talk through so many different things when it comes to, you know, what I'm offering, what my messaging looks like and how I can improve it, what I might be missing, just different things like that. And she has been so, so helpful to me to be able to refine how I'm showing up when it comes to what I'm sharing, not only about my story, but also about what it is that I really, truly want to be saying. And then the other person that I'm working with is my friend Rosalind. And Rosalind is an energy healer, and she is based out of the UK. She's phenomenal. She does many, many different things. But in our conversations, we are really there to hold each other accountable. And we are doing that inner healing work together, which has been so beautiful because we both bring strengths to the table, helping one another along the journey. And, you know, like when you think about, you know, someone who's like, for me, I'm an empowerment coach and I do a lot of mindset work with my clients. And I have Rosalind as the person who I go to when I need those tune-ups and when I feel like I'm really not operating at the best level. And she's there to help me to shift those subconscious beliefs. And it's been such a beautiful, beautiful relationship. And so I am I just really am a huge advocate of having people in your life who are there to help you to up level energetically and to really be in the energy of what you desire in your life. And you know, over the past few weeks, I've been talking a lot about masterminds because I am opening the doors to the Align Mastermind in May. And honestly, I really do believe that if you are willing to allow people to speak into your life, the right people, I have to say, things are going to shift. They're going to change. And I noticed a great example of this is what Shaunika Gosling had to say about being part of the mastermind in the fall. And she said that when she first came, she wasn't sure whether or not she was going to connect with the women in the group. And she was coming a little bit skeptical and, you know, thinking, you know, I want to be in this group because Andrea is running it, but I really don't know what I'm going to get out of it. And after a few weeks, she said she started to notice how much these women really were for her, and she was able to do the same for them. And things really started to shift in her own life, and she was able to show up in her life, in her relationships, and in her business in a whole new way. And this is by creating relationships with women she did not know before this time. And I think sometimes we think, oh, you know, what is, you know, a relationship with someone else going to do for my business? Like, I probably need a strategy or a business coach or a sales, you know, mentorship or mastermind. And oftentimes, it's really just being surrounded by the right people that make all of the difference, because it's what they bring to the table, their unique skills and abilities, that make all the difference. And I would love to say that I have a huge hand in that, but the reality is it's not really about me at all. And I facilitate masterminds and I run the groups and I can offer guidance and help with that part of the mentorship. But the real magic happens within the group of women themselves. I want to share with you 10 benefits that really come from being part of a mastermind. And if you have never been part of a mastermind and you're like, ah, I want to, I'm not really sure if this would be for me, I'm just going to give you 10 quick things that honestly, I truly believe this will help you with and what you'll receive from being part of a mastermind. But before I give you the 10 benefits, I just kind of want to, you know, back that train up a little bit, because you might say, well, you know, I don't know, like, is it really for me? You would know if a mastermind is for you if you feel like you're alone in the journey. You feel like you are constantly bouncing from one thing to the next, trying to make relationships, make connections. You feel like you're trying to talk with your friends and family about what you do, but they really don't get it. You might even feel as though you really are ready to elevate in your business, but you don't know other people who are doing the same thing or who have gotten there. And you really want to be surrounded by people who are on the same path and the same journey you're on. And if you find yourself in that position, then likely a mastermind is a great place for you to be. Now, if you're somebody who's like, I'm a lone wolf, I like to do things by myself, I do not want anyone else's input in my life, probably not for you, right? But for the most part, I would say a majority of entrepreneurs really do benefit from being part of a high-level mastermind. And when I say high-level, I don't necessarily mean that you have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to be part of one, although you can, and many do, and have found significant value in that for them. They've been able to get clients from it. They've been able to make connections. There are so many benefits, you know, from a really, really high level standpoint. But there are some times when you need just to be surrounded by the right community of people who are there to truly support you. And so here are the 10 things that I believe are going to help you when you are in a mastermind. Number one is you're going to get high value feedback and input on what you bring to the table. So it could be an idea that you have for your business. It could be some sort of creative project that you're working on or something that you really want to do. And you're just thinking, you know what? I do actually need people to give me some sort of feedback on that. Maybe it's just that you need a sounding board and you need people to listen and to encourage and champion your vision along the way and not necessarily give you ideas, and you just want people to be supportive of that. So really you get to decide what it is that you want, but you're going to get that support no matter what. Number two is you have a container to share what's going on in your life, what's going on in your business, the struggles you're having, the wins that you're celebrating without judgment. Now, the reason why this is so important is because so often we're part of networking groups or we jump into these calls that are weekly calls, and it can feel really salesy all the time. Like everybody's vying for somebody else's business and everybody wants to get a client. And I totally understand that. And, you know, it is what it is in the online industry. But when you're part of something that you really feel like you are linking arms with other people, it's really about showing up without that competitive spirit and really allowing everyone in the group to show up as themselves and really like talk about what is really going on without that judgment or fear of that judgment. And I think that's a huge, huge part of the benefits of being in a mastermind. You'll also grow your business by thinking bigger and by allowing yourself to be challenged to move out of your comfort zone. And that happens by being in the energy of people who are also doing the same thing, because that helps you to think bigger, to take aligned action towards what you're working on, and really start seeing some momentum. Now, the people in the mastermind may not even be doing the same thing you are at all. And actually, that could be a very good thing. But here's the thing, is they can point out some of the blind spots. They can help you see what you might not be seeing for yourself and help you to start to think in a way that is going to bring you towards what it is you desire. Next, you'll create new opportunities for yourself. Maybe it's through the mastermind, maybe it's not. But here's the thing, the moment you decide that you are going to be part of something that's bigger than yourself, it's like you are announcing to the universe, universe, I am totally ready for this. And the universe responds by open door of opportunity. And that could happen within the mastermind. It could happen, you know, apart from it. But it's really, it's like kind of like saying, I'm open for whatever you have for me. And you probably will meet new connections within the mastermind as well that will create significant opportunities for you. And I've seen that happen in the masterminds I've been a part of. I've seen that happen in the ones I've run. It's just a beautiful, beautiful synergy that happens within the group. Next, you'll grow your network. And the reason why you'll do that is because everyone has their own community and their own network. And you become the person who is introduced as the go-to person or the expert in this. And it's such a great way, an opportunity for you to be not only seen and visible, but for people to really know and trust you because of someone else that they know and trust endorsing you and being in relationship with you. Next, you will dream bigger and achieve more. And that's really just because you are getting out of your own way and you're surrounding yourself with people who are going in that direction as well. You'll accelerate your growth. So you might have some significant momentum happening, but it'll just speed the process up and it'll help you to know how far you need to go and how fast you need to get there. You'll have accountability, and not everybody needs accountability. And so I want to, you know, clarify what that might look like for you. Personally, for me, I'm pretty self-motivated, so I don't need people necessarily checking in on me, but oftentimes, I find it really beneficial for me to be able to Voxer or send messages to my mastermind and say, hey, listen, just want to give you an update. This is what I've done, or this is what happened. And it's just a way for me to be able to say, okay, yeah, like I'm still moving in the direction I want to be moving. Some people need a little bit more prompting, others do not. And really the level of accountability is up to you in what you want and how you are. Like sometimes accountability on the end of, you know, the other person is often just being a sounding board. So it's not always like checking in on somebody. Often it's just being there to hear what your wins are and how you can help them if they're really struggling. And then lastly, you will supercharge your energy. And the reason why I left this one to the last is because I truly believe this. When you're in the energy of people who are at a higher frequency and vibration, you will rise to that level as well. And you will all be in that energy to move forward in a way that is significant for everyone in the group. And the same goes for when you are not surrounded by people, because it really keeps you at the level you're at. And you want to be going in the direction and the level of where you truly want to be going, which is why it's so important to be surrounded by people who are going in that direction and who are spiritually, energetically, and really purposefully aligned with where you're going as well. And when I thought about what I wanted the Align Mastermind to look like, it really was important for me to hold space for spiritually aware women, because I think that in this space, it's so easy to get caught up in all of the doing and to leave out the embodiment part and the being. And I really believe that both of those are important. And it makes a huge difference that when you are moving in the direction you really want to go and call in those things that you want to call in your life and in your business, that you do so surrounded by people who have a high level of belief and faith, and that they are also manifesting beautiful things into their life and are not like questioning whether or not that's going to happen or skeptical or, you know, maybe that is or maybe that's not. And it's like these competing energies all the time. So the Align Mastermind is a 5-month group mastermind for spiritually aware female entrepreneurs. You can be a creative, a coach, an artist, an author, podcast, a host, speaker, any of those things. And it is really to help you on the journey that you are on so that you don't have to continue to jump from one networking call to the next and try and create community and build that, you know, belonging that you really desire, because you'll have it. And I'm so excited about facilitating this next group of women. I really believe that something significant is happening right now. And I am so there to help you navigate that in your journey right now, to really see your desires come into fruition. So the Align Mastermind is a space where your gifts and strengths are celebrated, where you get to be seen and known for who you are. It's a space where you're going to be able to share, an opportunity for you to be able to be the leader, to share your experience with the group, your expertise, your wisdom. It's not just a place where you're learning. It's a place where you are as much the leader as I am within the mastermind. So I'm so excited. The doors are open starting in May. And when you are enrolling by the end of March, you have a special, extra special bonus that comes along with that. So if you want to know more about that, I encourage you to apply. And we're going to jump on a call and talk about how you can start moving in the direction that you really want to go in. I really, truly believe that this is going to change your life, change your business in such a beautiful, beautiful way. So my friend, if you want to know more, you can go to andreacrisp.ca/mastermind. All of the links are going to be located in the show notes for you, so you can find them there as well. And I, of course, love hanging out with you. And until next time, remember, you have everything you need to live bravely.
If you enjoyed this episode of The Courage Cast, we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a rating and review. And while you're there, make sure to follow along on your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. Original music and production by Stephen Krillick.